Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Summer is coming to an end, is it? Well, I'm getting tweets about summer and the endless summer and summer 2016. Hashtag, what are you all doing this summer? Are you having a good time? What have you consciously created this summer? Your dream vacation? Are you there right now? Are you living it? Well, I just got back from Rome doing that travel show and a cooking show, and I had the best time. I spent time with my aunt, Katina Rinieri, who is just unbelievably adorable. I love her so much. We're going to play her music here tonight, Oh My Love. We'll play it later on, and then we're going to play one of my favorite songs from The Color Purple. The Color Purple is the song with Cynthia Erivo. Addicted. It's a good movie and a good play, because what it does, it inspires me to realize and notice there's one song when she sings, look what God has done. Now, look around. Just look around you. Look what's happening. You know, when there's something you've always wanted, you might really have it right now and you don't even realize you have it because you haven't stopped to look around, to notice everything you have, whether it's everything or nothing at all. It depends where you are in this journey in life. Maybe you got rid of everything and you're so happy. And you're like, where am I? And then you stop and notice you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Welcome to life. Speaking of life, tonight we're going to have a life class because Gordana Biernat is back. She's got some exciting news to tell you about Oprah and Super Soulers and what this all means and the hashtag and so on and so forth. So we're going to talk about that tonight here on Max and Friends. But you know what? Let's go right into one of my favorite songs, which is Oh My Love. Da-ding, the light came on. Oh My Love by Katina Rinieri. Hey, tweet me, at Max Tucci. But right now, Katina Rinieri, Oh My Love. We'll be right back on Max and Friends.
Oh my love, look and see the sun. From the river, nature's miracle once more will light the world. But this light is not for those men still new day.
And we're back. That's my song, Oh My Love, because that's my aunt Katina Rinieri. Her husband, the late Rizzo Ortolani, did the music for Django, for Fellini, so many films, won a Golden Globe, Oscar, Grammy. He's just amazing. And I encourage you right now to go buy Katina Rinieri's music. I will tweet about her later, at Max Tucci. So I'll even post some links, so I'll do the work for you. How does that sound? I will do the work for you so that it makes it easier for you to find something that I love. Pat, speaking of things that I love, this week I'm off tomorrow to Denver because Dana Kane is doing it again at the Denver Modernism Show. You know, that's where I buy a lot of my mid-century furniture. August 26th, 27th, and 28th in Denver. Yep, you can go right now to denvermodernism.com and you can see where I'll be this weekend because I love the Denver Modernism Show and my friend Dana Kane. Well, speaking of friends, my friend, your friend, our friend, Gordana Biernat is back here tonight on LA Talk Radio Max and Friends. And we're going to have a little bit of fun tonight in the sense that it's going to be a conversation. I'll be asking questions. Gordana will be asking me questions. If you have any questions, tweet us at Max Tucci, at My Power Talk. Let us know what's on your mind. And I really have to tell you that I'm so grateful that you all tune in to Max and Friends here because there's so many choices and options in life. And you come here and you spend some time with us. And to me, it really means a lot. And I'm appreciative of it. And I wanted to let you know that if you have missed any shows over the last 8 years, go right now to latalkradio.com/max. All of the archives and catalogs are there. We're updating the look of the page, so it's going to be quite fun, fresh, new, and funky and cool, much like all of you. So I'm grateful that you're here. Gordana Biernat is here, and we're going to have a conversation. You know, the interview aspect of the show is kind of going to dissolve tonight, and it's just going to be like two old friends connecting, and more than two old friends. All of us, we're all here. Energetically, we are all together. We are everywhere at every moment, so remember that. With that said, welcome back, Gordana Biernat, to Max and Friends.
Hi, Max. It's always lovely to be here. I love talking to you.
Well, I'm so grateful you're here. You know that because we have always just such a great conversation. And even before we start doing the show, we get into like a show, basically.
Yes. As soon as we start talking, we get into show mode. That's cool. I love that.
Now, you know, before we get into our conversation, people who are tuning in, tell them what's happened in your life because there's some exciting news that's been going on. So update the listeners.
Well, I have been honored and by Oprah being selected into Super Soul 100, which is a group of people that Oprah feels are awakened, inspired leaders. And we are using our voices and talents to elevate humanity. So she has chosen us to be Super Soul 100 leaders. And I am a Super Soul teacher, and there are Super Soul igniters, Super Soul creatives. And these people are really, really, really awakened leaders. It's the energy when we meet is so high and beautiful. And I mean, you can just imagine. And this has been Oprah's dream to do this for many, many years. She has wanted to gather people that are using their voices to raise consciousness in the world in their own specific ways and to gather them so that they can meet and start talking to each other and create beautiful things. Mm. So this happened just a few weeks ago. It's very new to all of us, and we're all excited to see where this is going to take us. And I'm thrilled about this. This is the best thing ever.
Well, because it's authentic to who you are, you know, and it's a validation of one of your purposes while you're here. So,
yes, it's one of the greatest validations I've ever had. Because this is actually giving me the energy and the boost that I need. I mean, we're all talking about consciousness. We're all talking about elevating humanity. But when you have a platform as Oprah, I mean, you can, it's like having a megaphone talking to people. It's much, much more, I mean, I can reach so many people, and I really want to do that, because as I said the first time we talked, that my purpose in life was to make this a better place when I leave it than when I entered it, because I have a son and I want him to live in a beautiful world. And this is actually a dream come true, to be invited into Super Soul 100 world leaders. It's amazing.
So dreams come true. That's, and you're always about daydreaming too. So yes, we always have to daydream. But tell us who are some of the other Super Soul 100s, because there's a big list.
Oh, yes, there's a big list. I mean, there are so many people. I don't even know where to begin.
India Irie is one of them.
Yes, right? Yes. Amy Purdy is one of them. I mean, oh, my God, I have to think. Jack Canfield is one of them. Esther Hicks is one of them. Deepak Chopra is one of them. Eckhart Tolle is one of them. I mean, I could listen. There's 100 of them, and all of them are really, really cool people doing their thing. So beautiful people.
So the hashtag is SuperSoul100. Go find it on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's there. It's always been there. You just haven't noticed it. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
So tonight we're going to have a conversation. I guess the conversation really is more about just what we're experiencing, and I don't know, how do you want to start the show? What's the conversation going to be?
Well, we as we said before, we wanted to talk about how we only use a very, very small part of our brain, and what would happen if we started using a bigger part of our brain. That's one topic we wanted to explore.
Let's pick up there, because you know, like we were talking about it just earlier. Dolphins use sonar. They use 20% of their brain. Humans use about 10% or less. I know a lot that use about 0.1%, but that's a whole nother show. But so dolphins that, you know, they use sonar. They didn't invent sonar. It was already there. They just figured out a way to tap into it. So why are we not tapping into the other 90% of our brain?
That's a very, very good question. I think that we are not doing it because we are a bit unconscious of our potentials, and I think we are living so strictly in our beliefs, actually, that we are not tapped into our entire brain. I think that we need maybe some change in our DNA in order to do this, but I also think that we could do a lot just by figuring out who we truly are. Because if we start looking at the brain from a different perspective, I mean, to start looking at it as a tool we use, I mean, as a tool our spirit uses in order to experience and explore this physical reality, then I think we would start figuring out ways to use this tool more efficiently. Because, I mean, if you have a screwdriver and you don't know how to use it, then it's worthless. But if you try to figure out how to use it, you can use it in a lot of ways.
So how can we try to figure out using our brain? on a more deeper connected level.
Yeah, as we spoke before, I mean, most people would say, well, you have to start meditating because then you open up and things. I think that for many people, that meditating is a hard thing to do. For instance, I have a problem with that. I think that going into flow mode, you know, when you do things that you really love doing and you forget about time, that is when we use a bigger part of our brain. That is actually when we use our entire brain, I think. So doing things we love would actually tune us into a bigger part of our brain, I think. Don't you think?
Yes, connecting passion to purpose.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Right? So yeah. But a lot of people struggle, though. People struggle because, again, I think it comes down to patterns in pathology and what they believe and don't believe in themselves. How can you know who you are if you don't know what you're passionate about? And how can you be passionate about something if you don't know who you are?
I know it's a catch 22. You have to break it. You have to break this vicious circle of not knowing who you are and not knowing what you want, and then on and on and on it goes. And to break it, you have to actively do it. I mean, you can't just sit around and wait for it to happen. You have to actively start breaking the patterns in your life that are not good for you. I mean, reaction. I think we talked about that with Nandaji, about stopping before you react and giving yourself time to ask yourself questions.
To breathe.
Yes, to breathe. Yes. Because that, I think that we breathe too little, because we need oxygen to our brains in order to open them up. I mean, you were talking about the movie Lucy, where this woman gets something into her body which activates bigger part of her brain. Actually, it activates her entire brain. And what I found interesting, when you start looking at her, in the beginning, she behaves very irrational, and she's scared
insecure.
All the time.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Very
insecurity.
Yes, but I think about the fear there, because she's afraid of everything. Everything is new to her. She doesn't know how to react. And this fear actually makes her blind to all the opportunities. What happens when her brain opens up and she starts seeing things the way they truly are? She becomes confident. She doesn't have to think as much. Actually, it's almost like she closes her brain down and starts using her higher self or something without even going through her brain. So I don't even know if actually we need to activate our brain. Maybe it's in our way.
Or maybe the brain is already activated and we just have to tap into it.
Yes, maybe so. I see the brain more as a tool we use. And then if we could kind of tune it into our frequency so that it becomes beneficial
to
us, then yes, I see it as a portal. I don't know, does it make any sense to you when I say
it?
It
makes perfect sense to me, but I don't think it makes sense to people listening. A lot of people listening are going to be like, huh?
Yeah, I don't know, but why would they be so?
Well, because again, it comes down to pattern and pathology. People are taught, listen, the simplicity of, I had this conversation just yesterday. You know, if you don't know how to play sports, I guarantee you have someone who never taught you, and someone never taught them, and someone never taught them, and someone never taught them. It just goes back to heritage. So when you're taught certain things about, maybe, you know, someone says you're ugly, you're ugly, you're ugly, then you start believing you are, you know, and that could be someone that you love in your family. You know, you could have a sibling, a father, a mother, an aunt, an uncle. You're ugly, you're this, you're that. You become, you almost like you arrest yourself in that space, and you stay there permanently until someone tells you and activates that you're beautiful. You're like arrested in time, in age. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I mean, you have to, the key here is that it has to be someone that you believe in.
And someone that holds you accountable.
Yes, that too. Yes, of course. But I mean, the belief is key here. It's always key to understand that you do have access to that potential.
Right.
I totally get
that. What I wanted to say about accountable, because I know that I'm going to get flack from it. So tweet me at Max Tucci. If you're tuning in for the first time, you're listening to Max and Friends. My guest is Gordana Birnat. What I mean by holding you accountable is simple, is that we could have dreams, we could have ambitions, we could have desires, we could be passionate, but we might not have someone to encourage us. And sometimes it's like starting a project we don't finish. We need to take accountability for our dreams to manifest. And if we can't do it ourselves, link up with people who support your dream, who believe in you, who say, I've got your back. And who then you can say, okay, Max, okay, Gordana, you remember back when you said you were going to do X, Y, and Z? How come you haven't done it yet? So that's what I mean by that.
Yes. Well, you need someone to keep you on track in the beginning. But I think that when you do this, when it becomes a habit to do it, then you don't need anyone. You become accountable to yourself. I mean, you pursue your dreams, and you're happy when you fulfill them, and then you go on and move on to new dreams.
Dream bigger. Always dream bigger. Yeah, yeah.
I I was watching last Sunday, I was watching Oprah talking to Tony Robbins, which he's also a super soul teacher. And he was talking about doing an exercise every morning when he wakes up. And he says that it takes 10 minutes to do it. But then again, for him, it takes 15 to 18 minutes because he likes it so much. And he visualizes his dreams, and he gets into this state of true gratefulness and happiness of achieving them, even though they're 6 months in the future somewhere, that he's all hyped up. And then that's the way he starts his days.
He and motivates himself.
Yes, he motivates himself. And I think that most people don't know how to do that. They just sit there and they don't know how to motivate themselves.
So how do you motivate yourself?
I do exactly the same thing as he's doing. Even before I wake up, I start thinking about how do I want this day to be? What kind of feelings do I want to fill this day with? I set an intention for one day. I don't plan maybe 6 months ahead yet. I'm planning for the day. And that motivates me because when I know that I can always change my feelings. If something isn't okay, then I can change it and make it okay because the control is always with me. It motivates me to do things during the day. So I do it every morning before I wake up, or I am awake when I do it, but I'm still in bed. I don't get up. I lay in bed and I start thinking about what kind of feelings I want to encounter during this day. What do I want to fill it with?
And you've taught me that because, you know, I've had this sensation where I can see what the day is going to be like already.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we had this conversation before on Max and Friends, you taught me to really hone in to, because I always put the intentions for the day and the gratitude for the day. But what is it that I want to experience in this day?
Yes. And, you know, putting, as you said, the intention for the day, sometimes it becomes a habit to do it. It's almost like prayer. Sometimes prayer becomes a habit. You have to actually be active while you're doing it. You have to be aware. You have to be in the moment when you're doing it. For instance, in the beginning when I started doing this, I thought of it like this. How did yesterday go? Was it the way I wanted it? What was missing? And then when I found what was missing yesterday, I took the opposite of that and put it today. So let's say that I felt that I wasn't loved yesterday. So I'll tell myself today I'm going to practice to give and receive love. I want to fill my days with love. And you can do it all the time. I mean, you can even be alone and do it. You don't have to have other people doing it. I did one funny thing the other day. I walked over a bridge where I live, and there are always beautiful flowers on this bridge. And for a few days ago, I looked at the flowers and I was thinking, who is managing these flowers? Because I never see people manage them, and still they're beautiful every day. And today, when I passed by, there was this woman standing and fixing the flowers. So I went over to her and I said, I just wanted to say thank you for doing this, even though it's her job and she's doing it. But I just wanted to say this to her. Mm-hmm. And she was so happy that somebody noticed that they were doing this. And just to see her smile and that happiness made my day. So that was an intention for me to say thank you to someone that is doing ordinary, simple things.
Yeah.
And I did it. And it made an enormous difference for me. The entire day became more, it became pink, like the flowers.
Yeah. It manifested. You manifested gratitude, and then it became a reality.
Yes, and by setting the intention, it makes you aware of the opportunities to practice it through the day.
Set the intentions. But now, again, it's habit. What if people don't know? Where do I start? Because I have a million questions. What's the easiest way to start putting intentions into motion?
The easiest way.
For people. What's a way where people can take intention and put into motion?
you have to become aware of your desires before you start setting the intentions. I think that's the problem with most people. They don't know what kind of desires they have. They're trying to avoid pain and fear in their life. So when they avoid it, they feel that this is happiness, while it's not. Happiness is when you actively seek joy in every single moment of your life, even while walking on the pavement. So it's kind of active mindfulness.
You know, it's so sad thinking that there's desireless people.
I don't think that there are desireless people, but
I just don't know how to activate it yet.
Yes, the desires are not activated, right, or they have misinterpreted the desires in their life. I think that the worst thing is when you come from a perspective where you avoid fear instead of seeking joy, because it might seem like the same thing, you know. I mean, when you dodge fear, you're happy that it didn't hit you, so you think that is happiness. While true happiness is actually to actively seek the joy and happiness and love in your life. And you do that by setting an intention in the morning. That's the first thing to do. And when you start doing this, your desires become very, very clear. It doesn't take long to do it. I mean, if you do it 10 days or maybe 2 weeks, your desires become more clear because you're activating them by these simple intentions in the morning.
What do they say? Like, it takes like 29 days or something to get into the habit of doing something. If you do it for 29 days in a row, then you'll automatically just continue to do it. So put it into effect.
Exactly.
Is it more? Is it more?
I think it's less. Maybe some people need
one
more.
Day.
Maybe some
less. Yes. Day. Here's what I know for sure is that what you're looking for is looking for you. So
always,
whatever that passion is that you're looking for, that passion is looking for you. You just have to link up with it. So start thinking about what you're looking for is looking for you, because it's out there. And sometimes it's in you already. You just have, you are the source of it all. So you're creating it. So create it to be real, to be tangible, to be a desire, to be something. Forget what you were taught or told. Just close your eyes and picture, what is it that you really want from this life? What is it that you desire from this life, from this moment? And I think once you figure that out, then start thinking bigger. And for your family and for your friends and for those that are around you and for the world and for the animals, for whatever, you can go that big. Just get into the motion of it.
Exactly. Max, what are your desires? I've never asked you that.
Oh, my desires are to go to India and spend like, well, I know that if I go to India, I'll probably will never come back. So my desires now are to go to India and just explore India. My desires are to this happiness that I have inside of me, to share it with so many other people. And that's why I love doing this radio show. You know, because it gives me the platform to give my all to people who want to be here. So my desire is to continue this radio show. My desires are limitless, because every moment I think I have a new one. You know, I desire a beautiful, like I could see one right now, a beautiful waterfall. I want to be under one just drinking cold, fresh water. I desire that. And it will happen this week when I go to Colorado. But, you know, it's like, I'm constantly daydreaming, and I think my daydreams are also my desires.
Yes, I think that you're describing yourself as an explorer of this physical reality, and everything in this physical reality becomes a desire when you think of it. And I feel, because that is a very, very, very beautiful way of describing a desire, because I think that we are all God's desire to experience itself through each and every one of us. So we are a package of desires. We are pure desire, desire to be here, desire to be in a physical body, desire to be alive. Because when there is no desire to be alive and in this physical body, then we're all that is out there, energy, doing nothing, just waiting for a desire to come up. So,
but you know, what gets me upset about desire is that we're told that desire is ego wanting.
No,
I don't put it that way. But people have said, I've heard it, where it becomes like, well, why would you? That means you want something. Of course. Why would we're here to want? We're here to want to explore, to discover, to love. We're here to do all of that. You know, and there's The Color Purple, that song where, and we're going to play it in just a minute. Mm-hmm. But in the song, she says, God is inside me and everyone else.
Mm.
It's that simple. And when I finally looked inside, I found him.
Mm.
And then it goes on to saying, just as close as my breath is to me. That's how close my desires are. As my next breath, that's my desire. And that's why they constantly change, because my desire's in my next breath.
Yes, and you're moving all the time. That is what you're doing in this physical reality. When you're not in a physical body, you're stillness. You're not moving. A desire is a spark to move. And that is why your desires are changing all the time, because you're in the process of becoming. So, of course, you're changing desires and you want to experience things. At the same time, I feel it when you talk to me that anything that comes to you, you will look at it from a perspective. Can I desire this? Can I love this? Is this possible for me to enjoy and play with it? And that is exactly what we're here to do. We're here to play with everything that comes to us, even the obstacles, because they are showing us perspectives of ourselves which we cannot see when we're in spirit. Mm-hmm. So it's a valuable thing to be in this physical reality, even when we have obstacles. Yeah. And I know this comes from deep within me, because I've had a lot of obstacles when I was a child, and even in my teens. So I know what I'm talking about when I say that even the obstacles are something that we can play with and find some kind of beauty.
They don't stop us.
No,
obstacles don't stop me. Because when I see an obstacle, just because there's a mountain, right? We can, let's just say a mountain is an obstacle, right? For some. Mm. There's so many ways to get around it. You could walk around it. You could walk over it. You could spiral up it. You can fly over it. There's millions of ways. But if you look at the obstacle and say, oh, I can't get around this, then you're going to be stuck. And that, what happens in stagnant energy, it blocks everything that you're here to do. So don't let things get in your way.
Exactly. Even if it feels like a mountain, because what you can do, if you can't go around it or over it, you can sit there and start exploring it, and you will find beauty in what you explore.
You can find an old donkey and ride up the mountain.
Yes, you can.
And you don't even have to do the work. Let the donkey work for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I want to play a song real quick, because it's one that I love. It's The Color Purple from the Broadway show, The Color Purple. And when we're back, Gordana Biernat is still with me and with us, with all of us, because wherever you are is where we are. So stay tuned, because we're here right now on Max and Friends. We'll be right back. And now, The Color Purple.
Dear God, dear stars, dear trees, dear sky, dear people, dear everything, dear God. Inside me and everyone else that was or ever will be. I came into this world with God, and when I finally looked inside, I found it. Just as close as my breath is to me. Just as close as my breath is to me. Rising like the sun, makes my heart beat when we share.
I love that song. The Color Purple, that is one of my favorite songs because what it reminds me on a, it's become my mantra, literally. Look what God has done. Replace God with source, with you, with universe, with whatever you want to replace it with. But realize that all you have to do is look around. You know, and it hit me, Gordana, the other day listening to this song and why it's literally become one of my mantras to look what God has done or look what source has done, look what I have done. Because everything to this point that I know my life to be, that I've wanted, is happening. Mm-hmm. And I just haven't, I've noticed it before and I've understood it, but now I really get it. Like when I was going to do the TV show in Italy, I'm like, this is what I've daydreamed about. And here I am sitting in a caravan with makeup artists, producers, directors, camera crew. I was like, this is what I wanted. And it's happening. And I was sitting in this car driving through the hills of Rome. And I'm like, I get it. Like, whatever we want. And that's why we have to be careful what we ask for. Because if you look around, you have it. Somewhere, somehow, everything you've wanted or desired is around you. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. Because sometimes we have unconscious wants. Mm-hmm. We think that we want something, but the frequency we are emanating is of a different kind. Uh-huh. If you say I don't want war, for instance, it's not the same as saying I want peace.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds the same, but it's not.
War will still happen. You're just saying you don't want it, but you're activating the word into reality.
Yes, you're activating a negative aspect of the same thing, of peace. You don't want war. You're creating a resistance. And you know something? I mean, our reality out there, the universe, does not care if you're creating resistance or allowing. What you're doing is you're sending out a frequency and it will give you back exactly matching that frequency. And that is why people get so angry when I say that you're actually activating this unconsciously. That's why you have to start creating consciously by asking yourself, is this what I really want?
Uh-huh. But you know, some people don't know what they really want. But what I want to do, I know what I want to do. I want to play a game and then you can throw it back on me. But my dear friend Emily Proctor from, y'all know her from Big Mama's House, CSI Miami, etc., etc. We were in Italy, oh gosh, years ago. And we played a game that she calls highs and lows. So again, highs and lows are frequencies, vibrations. what were your highs of the day and what were your lows of the day? So, Gordana, what were the highs and lows of your day today?
The highs of my day today was sitting on my balcony drinking really good Italian wine, enjoying the sun and just loving it. And the lows were when my dishwasher broke and I couldn't, I mean, almost everything in there broke. So I had to do a lot of things and I was thinking, what have I done to attract this? Why is this here?
Because maybe you unconsciously created that you wanted new glasses.
Exactly. And while I was doing this, I was thinking, as long as I'm resisting this, it's going to get worse. So I have to get happy. And I started laughing about that. And it changed. So yeah. It was a low, but it was not a big low. It was just a little low today.
Right. No, I get it. No, it's beautiful. But, you know, somewhere, some down the line, you know, you said, oh, I need new glasses, or I need new plates, or I need something. And then the universe rose up and met you and was like, okay, I'll break your dishwasher and everything in it.
Exactly. I know. Right? And that's the beauty of it. When you start looking at it that way, uh-huh.
You can laugh at it. Yeah.
And you become conscious of how eternally loving this reality actually
is. Because at some point you created that.
Mm.
At some point you created that dishwasher to break for whatever reason.
Mm.
And it eventually happened. Have you ever said you wanted a new dishwasher?
Yes, I had, because I don't like it.
You see, so
the universe is always listening, even though I don't know that I'm actually asking for it.
Of course. But that can go into effect into everything, you know, and that's why in that moment, in that obstacle, instead of looking at it like a tragedy has occurred, look at it and ask yourself, what did I do to manifest this to occur?
And it's not about giving yourself guilt. It's all about learning.
And laughing at it.
Exactly. And to fine-tune this frequency machine we have within us. It's about fine-tuning it. It's all, as you said, it's always about looking at the positive side of it, even though, I mean, a broken dishwasher, how can it be positive? It can, because you can get a new one.
Right. You get to replace everything that was in it.
Yeah. Well, tell me about your lows and highs, Max,
well,
today.
Well, my highs of the day were waking up in Miami Beach and just being able to look out and realize that I'm like a foot away from the ocean. You know, and realizing like people have flown from all over the world to come to where I'm able to call home. Mm-hmm. That was the realization of that. It's constant, because I wake up and I look at the ocean. And then the other high was realizing that tomorrow I get to go to the mountains. Like, you know, the availability that I have to be in all these places. I'm available to be there. And that's another high for me, is that I have that availability. And I'm open to the space of time to say, here I am and I'm available. Another high today was driving. I love to drive, and especially a really good car. And to drive on the I-95 today, and I know, whatever, just people get over it, I drive fast. But to go like fast speeds in a really solid car brings joy to me. You know, it's like that adrenaline rush, because I feel that's how fast I feel like I'm going sometimes, even though I'm not in a car. So to match my speed with something that can take me in that speed that I should be in makes me very happy. My lows, you know, there are none.
I knew you would say that.
There are none. Oh, the only load that I had was just that I had to lug all this luggage down. But in the midst of carrying my luggage down, I was laughing like you with the dishwasher, because I was like, I just got back from Rome and I'm in Miami and tomorrow I'm going to Colorado. And it turned into like being joyful again. Like, I'm like so lucky. It's not even lucky. I'm just here and I'm available, experiencing everything that life has to offer, because somewhere, somehow, sometime, I created that's where I was going to be. And then when I'm there, I'm just here. That's why when people say, how are you? I say, I'm here, because I'm available to what's next.
I love the way you put it, this you're available, because it doesn't, being available doesn't have to do with having a lot of money and being able to travel or do stuff in different places. Mm-hmm. And it's all about being open to the beauty all around you, everywhere, because it is everywhere. You can, for instance, when I sat at the balcony with one of my highs today, and I was watching the garden, and I saw all the green things around me, and I was grateful for being able to see all this. I saw the birds going on, chatting around, and I was grateful just for the moment, just for being there, for being available for nature to show itself to me the way it did. So you don't have to put any frames around these kind of experiences. You can do it anywhere.
You have to be available for them. That's
You have to be available for them. Exactly.
And that's surrender too. When you surrender, you become available. To me, that goes hand in hand. And again, surrender to me doesn't mean that you've given up. You know, surrender means that you've opened up. You've opened up the possibilities of creating, consciously creating, even unconsciously creating, to manifesting, to doing whatever it is you want. I am source of me. I believe in me. And I think that's a lot of people don't believe in themselves.
Of course, when you say to open up is exactly because when we started this conversation, we talked about the brain. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you open up, you actually open up your brain in order to feel the flow because you're doing what you love. And that is being here and exploring everything. Mm-hmm. I think it's connected to the now moment. When you're totally in the now moment, that is when you are in the flow.
Oh, and I always get ridiculed too by so many people because they're like, you know, you're irresponsible. Mm. No, I'm not. I'm one of the most, for me, I'm responsible. You know, and the reality of responsibility is that I'm in this moment that brought me here. And I think that's peace and bliss is that when you're in this moment, irresponsible is going into the future and going into the past and ignoring the present. To me, that's irresponsible because you're in the present right now, and that's the moment you need to be responsible for, not the future.
What do they mean when they say you're irresponsible?
Because you know, it's like, well, what are your future plans? You know, I always get asked the question, what do you want to do in 5 years? What do you want to do in 10 years? You know, like we do these press junkets, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I just want to think about what I'm doing right now. Mm. You know, it's like, and then the best thing that I heard in Italy, we were on location at the top of this mountain and we were talking about cheese and wine and food and this and like, you know, eating and all of that. And and then someone said, oh, my cholesterol is so bad, you know, like, shut up. And one gentleman said, what's the point of dying with a healthy body?
Exactly.
And I was like, yes, like that's life.
It's so Italian to say something like that.
While he has bronchitis, smoking and drinking. what's the point of dying with a healthy body? You know, and I appreciate, you know, health and all of that.
Of course.
But also enjoy life, because if I'm going to die tomorrow, who knows when we're going to die? That's the beauty of life. We don't know when it's going to happen.
Yes.
So that's why I live as if it's going to happen right now, because that's why I will eat that extra bowl of pasta and not feel guilty.
Exactly. The guilt part is totally... I mean, we should ditch guilt because it's one of the worst things ever. Most people are so kind and nice and should not be having guilt in their life.
Guilt, I call it a generational curse.
Yes,
we've inherited it because we are not born with guilt. So erase it from your conscious, from your subconscious. Get the word and write it down on a piece of paper and light it on fire and let it go.
Because it's connected to should and would have. And
could have. Right?
Why not just do it?
it's so easy, Gordana. We make it so complicated.
But we actually do. I don't know why we're doing it. I find myself doing it all the time, even though, I mean, I work with this. I talk about it.
You know
it's
what
my
it is?
Life.
Because what we do in that moment is we separate from passion.
Yes.
We
and that's when
from
we
passion.
Create. Yes. And that's when we create. All
chaos.
The obstacles. I mean, you know, the Vedic texts, they start with "You are what your deepest desire is." It starts this way. That is the start of everything.
I am.
So yes, and when we disconnect from that, that is when we start seeing the obstacles, when we dive into the details of it, when we forget what we are actually doing here,
right.
That we are actually exploring this physical reality. How can you explore physical reality if you're carrying on baggage of guilt?
Because we disconnect from passion. Always, people, one thing if you take from tonight's show is stay connected to your passions, stay connected to your desires, stay connected to your dreams. Doesn't mean they're going to happen tomorrow, but they are in the process of happening. I promise you that whatever it is you desire, whatever it is you're dreaming, it is in the process of happening and it will manifest if you put the effort into it. It will happen. It's happening.
I mean, dreams, they don't have to be big. They don't have to be grand. They don't... Dreams are yes.
Girl, my dreams are big and grand.
Well, they can be for you, but sometimes people can dream small things, because that is what children do. Children have these small dreams. They plan for 2 minutes ahead and they play with it.
That's how you actually
get in connection with your desires, your passions, and because your desires are your true identity. That is who you truly are, the desire to experience things here. Whatever it is you've chosen to experience here as a spirit, that is your desire here. And you know it, because when you're doing it, it feels good. It feels good.
Because it's authentic to who we are. But you know what? One thing I desire is more time.
So do I, and I know that we're at the end of it.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, we are just at the end of this, you know, but there will be another time for sure.
Yes.
And I always look forward to that, because I know that whatever we're supposed to say on this show, we say. So I'm very happy at this point in time right now where we can conclude this conversation, because all that we needed to say was said. So before we run off, because our time is really, really limited because we played some songs, but Gordana, what is it that you want people to take into the next moment with them?
Explore your desires no matter what. It doesn't matter what people tell you, just enjoy being here and explore who you are every single moment of your time here, because time is limited here, and just enjoy it.
Right. And time is an illusion.
It is.
It is. And we talk about it. And what
it's
I'm
a limited talk, illusion.
It is. It's a limited edition. But you
and
know,
illusion.
Right, and illusion. It's a limited edition illusion. What I'm going to tell you all is stay connected to your passion rather than your chaos. Stay connected to your passion rather than your chaos. Because when you stay connected to your passion, your chaos will dissolve, because you've just created chaos in replacement of your passion. Tune into your passion. Really work on your passion. Discover your passion. Tonight when you go to sleep, think about what it is you're most passionate about. And just let it just manifest. And just let passion run through your veins like blood. Because it will keep you alive. Your passion will keep you going. So on that note, I love you all for tuning in. I know Gordana wants to tell everyone to shine on, so tell them, girl.
Shine on, everyone.
shine on, and take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest, Gordana Biernat. You can find Gordana at My Power Talk on Twitter. Go get her app, Ask Know Me, Nomi. Follow me on Twitter. Good night and good karma, and take life to the max. I'm Max Tucci from Max and Friends.